and welcome to the Tapestry of Your Life. This is Nadine, and I'm so glad you have joined me. I am excited to share every day with everyone the good news of Jesus, the Son of God. And last Sunday, we talked about Jesus, our word of life and love, from the book of 1 John, and we were reading chapter 4. So I'm going to continue that today with chapter 5. Let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank you that you so loved the world, which includes each one of us, that you gave your one and only Son, Jesus, to be the Savior of the world, that whoever believes in Jesus will not perish, but will have eternal life. And so we thank you that you wrote your word down for us that we might hear and know the truth and experience love and life through Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So chapter 5, I once again am reading from my English Standard Bible called the Jesus Bible because it highlights who Jesus is in each book of the Bible. So 1 John 5, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ or the Messiah has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God. When we love God and obey his commandments, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is great news. We have the opportunity to choose to believe something and someone every day of our life. The best choice to make is choose to believe Jesus is the Son of God and love him. And when we love Jesus, we love the Father and we love the children of God. And to love God, we find out, is to keep his commandments. So the commandments of God are found in the Bible, the Word of God, the scriptures. They are holy scriptures. They were written down for us, inspired by Holy Spirit. And then we find out that when we are born of God, we overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. So when we believe, have faith, put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we overcome the world and have victory. I love our women's group. It's called Women of Victory, Enjoying New Life at Victory Christian Fellowship in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. And everyone who is part of the family of God by believing in Jesus and confessing him as your Lord and Savior, you have victory every day and you get to enjoy new life found in Christ. Then verse 6 says, this is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is truth. So Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree. So this is a threefold testimony that's in full agreement. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater, for this is the testimony of God that he has borne concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. And this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. So these are important and clear truths written for us to know that life eternal is found only by believing, putting your faith, our faith in the Lord Jesus. That's when we have life. When we receive as truth the word, the testimony that God has given us concerning eternal life, that the life is in his Son. Verse 13, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God. And what's his name? His name is Jesus. Jesus Christ means Jesus, the anointed one. He is the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. This is good news that God inspired John to write these words, these scriptures for us, so we will know, have confidence, assurance that we have eternal life. It's very clear. How does a person receive eternal life? It's through the Son of God, Jesus. Let's continue reading verse 14 from 1 John 5. And this is the confidence that we have towards him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him. So God assures us that he hears us when we pray, and he gives us our request when we ask according to his will. God's will is found and known in the Word of God, the Scriptures, the Holy Bible. That's why it's another one of the reasons it's so important to read the Word of God, to study the Word of God, to listen to preachers and evangelists teach and preach the Word of God. When we hear the Word of God, faith is brought to our lives. So faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. So it's a continual thing that we can grow in our faith, we can grow in our love, and we can mature in the life that God has given us through his holy written word. And Jesus said before he was resurrected from the dead, he told his disciples that he was going to send the promised gift of Holy Spirit so that we would not be left alone, but the Spirit of truth would be our helper. He would live in us to teach us all things and help us, empower us, give us understanding, wisdom, knowledge, counsel, might, so that we might walk in the fear of the Lord, honoring God, his name, his word, honoring his people, his house, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we would continue to share this good news with everyone we meet. So the Lord bless you. And the Lord keep you and cause his face to shine upon you. Read 1 John and other parts of the Bible. Read the whole Bible. But today we're talking about 1 John. So read that this week and ask Holy Spirit to teach you and to show you truths and revelation for your life that you need today. And you simply can ask the Lord Jesus to be your Savior by saying, Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe God's testimony concerning you that in you is eternal life. And I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. And I thank you that you have given me new life and have made me a born again, a new birth child of God. Amen.